The head of economics department at the University of Ghana, Professor Peter Kwoti, says cutting public pay by 10% is not a panacea to arresting the huge wage bill. According to him, the proposal by a political science lecturer at the Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology is a short-term solution which might not be the best. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Professor Kwoti said the issue is not about wage bills being too huge, but the number of public sector workers and productivity.
It's not an issue of the wage bill being too high. For me, there are issues that have not been addressed. One is, if you look across the sub-region, are we the highest paid in the public sector? I know colleagues in Senegal, colleagues in Nigeria and Cote d'Ivoire and other places earn about the same as Ghanaians are earning, if you look at the various skills category. So perhaps it's the number of people we have in our public service, which is perhaps too high, and we need to compare across the sub-region to see how many people are engaged in the public sector as per their wage bill. That will be one way of doing it, so that we ensure that it's efficient spending we are recording. Secondly, when we talk of the wage bill, it has several components. How much is going into salaries? How much is going into emoluments? And I recall TUC asking government or the Ministry of Finance to come clear as to how much is going into salary and how much is going into emoluments. Perhaps it is the emoluments component which is increasing faster than the salary component. Let's try to understand some of these things before we conclude that the wage bill is too high and therefore has to be reduced. But of course, we need to match that with our productivity to ensure that whenever we pay higher wages, we also enhance production so that the increase in wages will not be inflationary.
So for you, you think cutting down by 10% is no panacea to stabilize the economy?
That is not a long-term solution. It's just a short-term one, which might not be the best option.
Head of Economics Department of the University of Ghana, Professor Peter Kwoti.